we will continue our fellowship on the Lord's table and also on the worship to the Father. I really feel that the life level and the content of our table meeting has really increased.
Yes.
There was a burden that was released in this winter training that our table meeting needs to be, the standard should be higher.
Amen.
The life level should be higher.
Amen.
So this burden was released, and we are following in this flow of the fellowship. And brothers and sisters, the fellowship we have over the last few weeks, I feel the Lord has blessed this fellowship.
Amen.
And the content of the table meeting has been wonderful. Amen. This morning, we wanted to continue concerning a very particular point, which is the hymns.
Amen.
And brothers and sisters, this morning, the hymn selection was wonderful.
Amen.
I feel like what we sang this morning was a real pattern for us.
Yes.
And how we select the hymns,
Amen.
How we enter into the hymns, how we digest the hymns, how we praise the Lord with the hymns,
Amen.
And how it leads in one flow.
Amen.
Did you sense this morning the flow?
Amen.
There was a particular line
yeah.
throughout the hymns
Amen.
That eventually led to the breaking of the bread
Amen.
And eventually to the worship of the Father.
Amen.
In the proper table meeting, in the high table meeting, this is what happens. You know, we didn't pre-select the hymns. Sometimes, you know, you go to some other kind of meetings, you'll have a program, and then there'll be a list of hymns that you will sing.
Right.
You notice we never do this. Why is that? You know, we have fellowship throughout the week. We have the morning revival. We could select hymns. We could pre-select hymns as the brothers, but you notice that we don't do this. And this provides a way for the Spirit
Amen.
To move through the body,
Amen.
Right? And that we can follow the flow of the Spirit
Amen.
Because there's a direction that the Lord leads us as the Spirit
Amen.
To praise, to worship, and have thanksgiving.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord!
Amen.
So just as a kind of structure in this fellowship, you know, when we select our hymns, well, the Lord's table meeting is to remember and to praise the Lord Jesus,
Amen.
His person and his work.
Amen.
So our hymns that we select should be those that focus on the Lord himself.
Amen.
Because the table meeting is to remember the Lord.
Amen.
We may have hymns that we enjoy throughout the week. We may appreciate the gospel. We may appreciate some consecration. We may have all kinds of experiences that are wonderful. But when we come to the Lord's table meeting, it's not the time to remember our enjoyment. It's not our enjoyment of the Lord throughout the week. It's to remember himself.
Amen.
So when we select the hymns, when we consider them, especially for the Lord's table meeting, the focus is on the Lord himself.
Amen.
On his person and on his work.
Amen.
And I don't know if you realize this, but the hymns, the hymnal itself is a very useful guide in selecting hymns. In fact, just about the hymns themselves, singing, the hymns are so wonderful because the entire body can participate, right? It's not just one person singing. All of us should sing. In fact, if you're not opening your mouth and singing, then what are you doing here? When we come to the table meeting, this is a wonderful way for all of us to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
When we sing our hearts with our hearts to the Lord.
Amen.
You know what Psalm 150, verse 6 says? It says, all that hath breath, praise the Lord. How do we praise the Lord? Well, we can sing. And we can praise.
Amen.
Let's all praise the Lord three times. Praise the Lord.
Praise.
Amen. When we come to the table meeting, we praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have breath.
Right.
So every one of us should praise the Lord.
Amen.
In our singing, we praise the Lord.
Amen.
All that have breath, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Maybe you don't sing so well. Well, the Psalms also say, make a joyful noise
Amen.
To the Lord.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how you sound.
Amen.
The Lord doesn't care. You know, sometimes when I'm at the dinner table, I don't have to say anything. My kids, they say a lot. And it's a joyful noise, and I'm satisfied.
Yeah.
That's the Father's feeling.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what kind of noise we make. Maybe you sing well. Maybe you don't sing well. You have breath. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Amen.
So this is the way that we as the body can enter into the praise
Amen.
Of the Lord in the
Amen.
Singing. So I wanted to also share, I don't know if you ever seen in the hymnal, at least in the one with the music, it has a preface. You should all read this. Because there is something wonderful in here. Let me read you the first paragraph. Christian hymns and songs are the expression of the holy and spiritual sentiments of the saints, formed by their experiences in Christ, their knowledge of God and His truth, and their appreciation, praise, and thanksgiving to God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. They are necessary both for Christian meetings and for Christian private life in order to fulfill the following purposes. And what are the first two purposes? One, to worship God the Father.
Amen.
Two, to praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's more, but these first two is the content of the table meeting.
Right?
We praise the Lord Jesus Christ, and then we worship God the Father.
Hallelujah.
Do you realize the hymns, they're the distillation, they're the concentration of all the spiritual experiences of the writer, of the Bible.
Amen.
They're nuggets. You know, we've been having this crystallization study. In the Bible, there's crystals.
Mm.
The hymns also expose some of these crystals.
Right.
And they are unlocked in a way that no other way can open up. You know, we can study the Bible. We can read the Bible. We can also read the ministry, which unlocks the Bible. But do you have the feeling, the sentiment, the expression that can be unlocked in the hymns? That's what the hymns do for us. They unlock this other experience, another dimension, vista of the experience of Christ. Wonderful.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I don't know how much you appreciate this hymnal. This hymnal is actually a treasure.
Amen.
Because there was a lot of time, there's a lot of thought, a lot of prayer and consideration on selecting the hymns. These hymns were selected over a period of time. You can say it is the, you know how we say the life study and the crystallization study stands on the shoulders of all the previous studies.
Right.
This hymnal stands on the shoulders of all hymns in Christian experience in history. Do you realize what we have here is a treasure
Amen.
That contains so much experience, so much sentiment that we can enter into? This is the hymnal, brothers and sisters. So we have the table of contents, which helps us, if you just even read these categories,
Amen.
You will get life.
Amen.
The first part of the hymnal is on the worship of the Father. And if you read it, there's the blessing of the Trinity, the worship of the Father. And then there's the section on the praise of the Lord.
Amen.
Each of these sections, these hymns have been carefully selected and put here. Not only have all the hymns from the best hymns from the past have been selected, but there were gaps. So many hymns were composed. And brothers and sisters, those hymns are so rich. So I wanted to just go over some of the hymns we sang this morning. the flow that we entered into. We started this morning with hymn 77, which is lift that name high, that glorious name. And then that was a good hymn to open the meeting. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we need an opener. So it may not be so deep, it may not be so so rich, but it ushers us into the Spirit. So at the beginning of the meeting, it's not bad. And sometimes it's very good just to have an opener. To bring us and to usher us into the Spirit.
Amen.
However, that's not the main content of the meeting. And if you consider, the next hymn we sang was 204, which was a wonderful hymn. Gathered in thy name, Lord Jesus, losing sight of all that thee. This hymn, actually, what I found in here, I really appreciated the matter that the Lord himself is the Father's delight.
Amen.
And this was kind of the direction that we entered into throughout the whole meeting. Did you sense the Lord was the Father's delight?
Amen.
He's the Father's delight. He's our delight.
Amen.
He's God's satisfaction. He's our satisfaction.
Amen.
And this was kind of the leading. This was the line that took us throughout the whole table meeting.
Amen.
After this, we went into 190. Which was, O Lord, as we consider thee, we worship you for all that you are. So he's the Father's delight. He's our delight. And then this was the hymn that brought us to the breaking of the bread. We worship you for all you are.
Amen.
Did you realize this hymn? So many aspects of the Lord Jesus that we praised the Lord over. Thou art the very God in truth, the God who is both love and light. When we praise the Lord with the hymn, we don't just repeat the words. What happens is we digest it. And then we praise the Lord through the hymn. And if you were paying attention, so many praises came from this hymn. So many wonderful praises. Praise you, Lord, you are the God who is both love and light.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord, you are a man.
Amen.
You're a wonderful, you're a fine man.
Amen.
So many praises, and it was fueled from this hymn. This is the way that we enjoy the hymn and praise the Lord through the hymn.
Amen.
And this hymn, I don't know if you realize it, it also covers the entire process that the Lord went through.
Right.
He is God, right? But then he became a man. And as a man, he was a slave. And as a slave, he died, right? But he didn't just die. He resurrected and became the king.
Right.
He's the king.
Amen.
And then at the end, we remember you for all you are.
Amen.
Did you realize that such riches, we can see the entire process of the Lord Jesus in this hymn. And so many aspects of who he is and what he has done. And then we sang hymn 189. Thou art the Son beloved. Again, the one who was precious to God, the one who was delight to God, and who's our satisfaction. Now, I don't know, brothers and sisters, if you realize the riches in 189.
Yes. Yes.
The content of this hymn, every single line, is a verse from Colossians.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, there is so much in this hymn. You could spend many conferences. Well, there's a whole life study on Colossians. Right? And there's a crystallization. Well, there probably will. Anyways, Colossians.
We don't know yet.
Yes. Eventually. There are riches in this hymn. This hymn is a distillation of Colossians.
That's right.
When I was considering this hymn, just one verse is a conference.
That's right.
Just one verse, there's eternal riches.
That's right.
So every line. There's a praise of the Lord. There are riches of the triune God. Oh, brothers and sisters, the hymns are so rich.
Amen.
And finally, we sang a hymn to the Father. You know, in the proper table meeting, what happens is that we sense, like Brother Tim shared last week, that the Son leads our praise and that he is singing to the Father.
Right.
He is the one that leads the hymn, the singing to the Father.
Amen.
And in our table meeting this morning, I really felt that the flow and then eventually the praise to the Father was all led by the Spirit through the Son.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So this is just some short fellowship. Brothers and sisters, we need to treasure the hymns.
Amen.
And, you know, when we select the hymns, when we call them, it's not a light thing. We don't have a kind of regulations that says who should call or what. We let the Spirit, through the saints, call the hymns. But we should also realize that when we call a hymn, it sets the direction of the meeting.
Right.
And this morning was a wonderful example of how we follow the flow in the calling the hymns. Sometimes it's good when we're considering a hymn to check with another brother and sister. You know, this week was on fellowship. Sometimes when we fellowship, we have to check. Well, maybe not. Sometimes, yeah, amen. And many times, someone else will call a hymn before us, and it's the same hymn.
Amen.
And then we got the confirmation. This is the flow of the Spirit, right?
Amen.
This is the fellowship that we have all entered into.
Amen.
So, praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Let's dive into the riches that are in the hymns.
Amen.
And we can use these hymns to praise and worship our God.
Amen. Amen.